this message.
So you need revelation concerning why you're here, so you don't waste your time doing stuff that's not in line with your purpose and your destiny. So many people waste their life on things that God never ordained for them to be involved in. Why? They don't have revelation. They haven't let God reveal his plan to them. So God wants you to know why you're here. Number two, and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So he wants you to know the provision that he has made available to you that's a part of your inheritance as a believer. God gives you a plan for your life, but he's also made provision for your life. Amen. There's an inheritance of blessings that enable you to carry out the plan. How many know sometimes God's plan come with the need for money? All right. Well, he don't just give you the plan and not the money. He provide everything you need, including the finances. Hallelujah. That you might know what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, in you. There's an inheritance on the inside of you. There's an inheritance that belongs to you as a believer. Amen. And you ought to know what the riches of the glory of that inheritance is. Hallelujah. I'm glad for number three. The Lord wants me to know something about the exceeding greatness of his power. We're not just talking about great power here. We're talking about exceeding greatness. You know what exceeding greatness is? Exceeding greatness means unlimited power. It means power that have no boundaries. It means power that go on and on and on and on and on. It means power that can undo anything that the devil done put in your life. And that you might have a revelation of that power on the inside of you, that you would know the exceeding greatness, the exceeding greatness, the exceeding greatness. The power is exceeding greatness. It is beyond greatness. It is power that is beyond any kind of power you could ever know. It is power greater than the atomic bomb. See, the atomic bomb was designed to create destruction and death. But this power is designed to give life. Do you understand how much destruction an atomic bomb or a nuclear missile could cause? And how much destruction and death it could cause? Well, just think about God's power on the other side giving life. And the blessing that it creates. Woo! I'm trying to wrap my mind around that. I'm trying to get a hold of that. That to the degree that an atomic bomb would create destruction, God's love and his power is so much far greater than that in producing life and blessing. Glory to God. I ain't never seen that before. Woo! The exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe. This is the kind of power that God wants operating in your life. This power is made available to people who believe. Now, you say, well, Pastor, how come that power ain't work? Because you don't know about it. Because you ain't expecting it to work because you didn't know. You didn't know God wanted that kind of power flowing out of you. Power that produced life and blessing and healing and prosperity and joy and peace and victory. See, the atomic bomb creates depression and fear and worry and pain and suffering and sickness and disease and heartache and trouble and turmoil and worry and anxiety for years after its impact. But when the gospel hit and that power is released in your life, it's designed to produce joy and peace and love and victory and healing and anointing and grace and righteousness and holiness and great blessing for years and years to come. There are shockwaves in the realm of the spirit the day I got saved, sent off an explosion of power that'll go off into eternity. The devil is still feeling the shockwaves of that day I got saved. Because that power is still working in me. And that power is still flowing out of me. And that power is bringing destruction to his works. But it's bringing glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! So God demonstrated his power. And guess what it says? That you might know the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power that he demonstrated when he raised Christ from the dead and set him at his own right hand. Where's Jesus now? He's sitting down at the right hand in that place of honor, that place of glory, that place of authority, the highest place in the universe, that place of supremeness. He set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Where? Far above. If God exalted him far above, that means everything else must be far below. Get your binoculars if you won't see the devil. Get you a telescope. I mean, you know, big as God is, when he says something far below, I mean, you know how big God is. Heaven is his throne, the earth is his footstool. When he says something far away, it must be far away. He don't mean around the corner. God raised up Jesus so high, he have highly exalted him. That means there ain't nobody close. There's nobody even close to Jesus. Far above all principality and power and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this world, but in the world to come. So this power don't just work in this life. This power goes off into eternity. And that's the same power that raised up Jesus from the dead. And that's the same power that's in you. You see, God demonstrated his love for you by letting Jesus die on the cross. And then he demonstrated his power by raising Jesus from the dead. And Jesus is alive right now. Hallelujah. God raised him up by his mighty power. Thank God that Jesus has been raised up. God demonstrated his love. And then he demonstrated his power. And then guess what? He gave to us, both of them, love and power on the inside of you. Say, well, Pastor, how come it ain't working? Because you don't know. Because you're not cooperating. I'm just telling you that the Holy Spirit has poured out revelation to you, and you should be taking advantage of everything he's telling you. I should be taking advantage of it. I got some power on the inside of me, and so do you. And you got the love of God on the inside. Amen? There are two ways you can respond to the love and power of God. You can either reject it or receive it. When you reject Christ, you reject the love and the power of God. When you receive Christ, you receive God's love and his power into your life. So are you rejecting or are you receiving? I'm receiving. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now turn over to 1 John chapter 4. We're going to start looking. We're going to start digging around. I'm going to take your pulse right now. We're just going to scratch the surface right here now. You know, this is the easy part of the exam. The easy part is when they say step up on the scale. Some people might have a problem and they might struggle with it. I know the last time they asked me to step on the scale, I took my shoes off. Took my wallet out my back pocket, took my watch off, Set all that on the side right there. I'm trying to unload, you know, I don't want that thing to be too high. I said, y'all taking my weight with all my stuff on. I got blue jeans on today. They're going to make you get in the gown. They ought to take your weight after you get in the gown. They take all that, take all your clothes off. Put that gown on right there. Then take my weight. Don't take it while I'm fully clothed. Yeah, this is a false reading. First John is just a little pulse reading right here. We're going to take your pulse, check your blood pressure out. Then we go into the room. What's going to happen in the room, Pastor? He might tell you, drop them. I hate them two words. Drop them. You know it ain't good when they tell you drop them. He finna go where no man has gone before. Look at verse 6. We're going to go down through here. We're just taking your pulse right now. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You see that? You see what's working? Spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Spirit of truth leads you to Jesus. Spirit of error leads you away from him. The spirit of error will also cause you not to walk in love. Notice here the context is the love walk. So when you're walking in the spirit of error, that means you're not walking in love. So anytime you step out of love, you have stepped over into a spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another. See that? For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. So if you don't walk in love, you really don't know God. You really don't know him. If you haven't learned how to walk in love yet, you really don't know him yet. You just know of him. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us. Here's a demonstration again. Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Yeah.